Breakfast. Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Hi, it's Lou here for more Radio Breakfast. Welcome to our Best Bits podcast. After another crazy week on the show, we've glued together some standout moments from the past 7 days. So enjoy. And don't forget, you can join us live every single morning on More Radio from 6 a.m.
Tom, Lou and Jack. The Best Bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More Radio.
Something funny happened on Countdown last week. Have you seen this?
No, oh, I don't watch Countdown.
Oh. Was it a good rude word, Lou?
It was! Yes. Should we recreate the moment it happened?
Well, can I be the contestant then?
Yeah, you be the contestant. Tom, you be the host. Okay. I'll be Rachel Riley.
Oh, yeah.
So what, oh, okay. So we're going to do... Right, I'm with you. Okay, so yeah. If we... Do you want me to just be...
There we
oh,
go. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got the music... Right. Hello and welcome to Countdown. With me, your host... Don't know who it is at the minute. Tom. Rachel Riley's here. Jack is our contestant. So hello. Let's get straight to it. Consonant and vowels. Jack, over to you.
Hello. Yeah, thank you very much. I'll have a consonant, please, Rachel.
Thank you, Jack. That's an S to start off with.
Another consonant, please.
Yeah, thank you, Jack. That's an L.
Another consonant, please. No, a vowel, actually, please.
A vowel. Yeah, thank you, Jack. That's an E.
I'll have another vowel, please.
Thank you, Jack. That's an A.
I'll have a consonant, please.
Thank you, Jack. We're going for a Z this time.
Another consonant, please.
Thank you, Jack. That's a Y.
I'll have another consonant, please. No, a vowel. A consonant, please. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Jack. That's an N now.
Okay. Another vowel, please.
Thank you, Jack. That's an O.
Okay. And another consonant, please.
Thank you, Jack. And we're ending on a B.
Okay. Yeah, very pleased to tell you that I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've got a 9.
Okay, and your word for 9, please?
Sleazy knob.
Oh, my. Did that happen?
That happened. Oh, I love Countdown.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Now, did you have your little festive tradition last night, Jack, for the 1st of December?
Yes, I did. Oh, yeah, I was talking about it with you yesterday, weren't I? Yeah, so Eddie, my youngest, is 7. And on the 1st of December every year, at around about 4 o'clock, we put on our pyjamas. We get under a blanket, a Christmas blanket on the sofa, and we watch Polar Express together. So we did that yesterday, and we get all snuggled in. It's lovely.
Did you? And be honest, did you have a little snooze?
No, I didn't, because Eddie wouldn't allow that. He says to me, Daddy, you've got to keep watching, So
right,
no,
okay.
It was very, very nice. Yeah, that's our little tradition. You were telling us yesterday, Tom, about your tradition, your Max's. On the 1st of December. You said you always...
You've got a countdown of sorts.
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember you were telling us about that yesterday? I think you should tell the listeners what you...
You know very well I was joking. We're having
a bit of
banter, and I was joking.
You said that you make love on the 1st of December.
Right. I said on the...
And there's 24 sleeps to go, so you make sure that it's 24 minutes long, and then the 23 days, it's 23, and then Christmas Eve is a right smack bang wallop.
Do you have a countdown?
I said we kiss. Oh, I couldn't cope with that pressure.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The Best Bits.
Right, grab your phones quickly, both of you. And I want you to like open WhatsApp. Doesn't matter what message, but just have a look at what your most used emojis are. So like your top five.
Yeah.
What you got in there?
Fist pump.
Right.
Laughy face emoji.
Yeah.
And I've got the, you use this one a lot. You know, the emoji with his eyes looking up like, oh, God,
yeah, yeah, typical. Yeah, I've got that one too. Yeah. What you got, Jack?
Startled, finger on chin, laughing, heart and love.
Oh, that's quite sweet. Do you want to know what Kate Middleton's are?
Aubergine.
Please tell me it's the aubergine.
Aubergine's not in there, but there is another vegetable, which, I mean, maybe this is like an upper-class version of the aubergine.
Okay.
She's got the cucumber.
Oh, yeah.
Little minx. We know what you've been sending, Middleton.
Also, the purple alien.
What's that stand for, then?
I don't know. It's just an alien, isn't it? But it's purple.
What about blow-off emoji, the wind?
Yeah,
she's an absolute ledge.
And a pineapple. And surprisingly, because she always seems so sort of lovely and calm and placid, angry swearing face.
Right. Yeah, but you know what it means. So the conversation is, she sends it to William. So she's saying, look, you've got all these emojis. When I get home, we're going to have some nookie. Then we're going to have a blow-off competition. And if I lose, I'm going to be angry like an alien. And then after that, we're going to have angry nookie again. And then what was the last one?
pineapple.
And then we'll have some fruit.
And the alien. You haven't got the alien.
I did. She's going to get angry like an alien in the sack.
Oh, I see.
I could so get arrested for everything I've just said.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
This is quite mad, what I've spotted here. This is a story coming out of Devon. A guy was walking on the beach down there and he found like a skeleton. What did I call it?
Skellington.
A skeleton. Excuse me. A skellington.
A skellington.
And he's like, picked up this skeleton. He's like, well, what is that? I've never seen anything like that. Anyway, he showed it to loads of other people in the village. It's like a fishing village down there. And they think it's a mermaid.
What?
I wasn't expecting that.
I'm looking at a picture of it now. It could well be a mermaid.
Okay,
you know?
So describe. Is it human top, fish bottom?
Yeah, well, no, it's got like a spinal column.
Yeah.
And then at the bottom, it's got a fin.
Okay.
And people say, well, I've got no idea what that is, but doesn't that look like a mermaid?
But what's at the top? Has it got arms?
No, that bit of the skeleton isn't there.
Oh, so it's a fish then?
Yeah, that's right.
But no,
it's a fish.
This is a fishing village. And all of the fishermen in the village who see fish every day have said,
okay,
that ain't a fish.
Oh. So growing up for many years, I thought mermaids were real, along with unicorns and
Septors. The Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm a believer.
Plus, looks like a mermaid to me.
Plus, a little mermaid got me through my teenage years.
Oh, Ariel, she's absolutely lovely.
So beautiful.
Wasn't she just?
Yeah. All right, and where is this in the country?
Devon. That's where the mermaids are, pal.
Do you really want this to be true if the little mermaid's dead?
Lou?
Well, you...
She might have had offspring.
Oh, that makes it okay.
She might have met Prince Eric and had babies.
Eric?
How does a mermaid have babies?
I'm not even thinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Jennifer Lopez, If You Have My Love on More Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. Good morning to Kelly, who's on the line. Kelly, hi there. Which town are you in, my love?
I'm in Hastings.
Is it snowing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Currently.
Well, yes. I've just literally woken up, heard your conversation, and we have got snow. We could actually do snowballs on the top of our bin.
There you go, Jack. You see?
We just hosting now.
Hey, don't you aim this at me, Tom. We both disagreed with you. Kelly, how are you, my lovely? You okay?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Are you the person that texted in telling me to shut my pie hole?
No, I've got that guy waiting online too.
Well, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kelly, are you related to Tom?
No.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
It's not a fix, Jack. This is true.
It's not.
Kelly, just so you know, it's illegal to lie on the radio, so you're going to need to cut you off. Bye-bye, my love.
No, Kelly.
Kelly, enjoy your snowball fight.
Ken, good morning. Ken's on the way to work. He's on hands-free. Ken, where are you from? Were you Hastings as well?
Yeah, I'm Hastings up on the ridge.
Okay, and how deep was your snow?
About an inch and a half over my van this morning.
Inch and a half? My foot. This guy is pathological. Hey, come on, Ken. You're having a laugh, aren't you?
You just need to shut your pie hole, mate. You don't know what you're talking about.
Shut your pie hole. That's amazing.
Oh, Ken, I thought we were friends.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Do you have a favourite word?
I really like the word melancholy.
It's a sad word.
Sad word, but it's lovely to say.
It's nice to say. Jack?
Yeah, I like midwifery.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I like haberdashery.
Yeah.
I'm a big, big fan of incandescent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm incandescent with rain.
In French, I really, really like fauteuil.
Fauteuil. What does that mean?
It's long armchair.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask about words is that I have here the five funniest words in the English language. Scientists have discovered these. They've worked out a formula and... looking at them, I think the number one reason they're so popular is partly down to the words, the words connection to body parts. A lot of them. Well, one anyway. There's one in there that's connected to a body part. So, would you like to?
Well, you can't do that. You have to tell us what that is.
Well, I'm going to tell you what it is.
Okay.
Would you like to know the five funniest words according to science in the English language?
Yes,
of course.
Of course, you would like to know. Here we go.
Oh yeah.
in its number five for you. Oh, by the way, thank you very much to John Warburton, the legendary newsreader from our newsroom.
Oh, who's, John.
Who's kindly voiced these for us this morning. In at number five and the funniest words in the English language is...
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
John, you are a legend.
Oh, we love you, John.
In at number four and the funniest words in the English language...
Nincompoop.
Yeah, oh, my dad. That's what my dad calls me. Still.
I like this one a lot. This is number three.
Canoodle.
Canoodle. John, stop it. You're getting me under the collar.
Flirty, John. Number two, the funniest words in the English language. Over to John Warburton for this one.
Fuddy duddy.
Oh, John.
Fuddy duddy.
Fuddy duddy. What a voice. And number one, the according to science, the funniest word in the English language is...
Jiggly.
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 There you go.
Surely not.
It is. That's it.
Jiggly.
John, jiggly. Stop it. John.
Jiggly.
John.
Jiggly. Jiggly.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Can I start the show talking about something a little sensitive, if that's all right?
Sensitive or sexy?
Sexy.
Oh, yeah.
This is our pre-watershed warning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about sex.
Let's do
ding
it.
Dong, ding
Let's
dong,
do
ding
it.
Dong. Let's talk about
sex. Why is there a doorbell in the middle there?
No, it's my Christmas bells. Ding dong, ding dong.
Oh, Christmas sex. Sure.
Christmas sex.
It's actually football sex, if that's all right.
Oh, hello.
What is that?
Yeah, a little bit of research done here. Football fans lose interest in sexual activity when their team loses on the pitch.
Oh, goodness.
Supporters suffer an actual dip in performance after a bad result. 2,000 football fans around Europe have been polled on this and asked to keep track on performance. Why, I do not know, but when your team loses, you're losing the bedroom.
Well, my team, Tottenham, are top of the league, so me and Sal are on fire at the minute. Tom, how are Stoke doing?
We are... This is a metaphor for our love life. We're not quite there at the minute, and we're a division down from where we should be.
And this is why I've never had a boyfriend who likes football.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
You may have missed this on Friday's show, but Lou, you got a message from a delivery company saying that your driver, Jesus, would be arriving between 2 and 3.
Yeah, Jesus was dropping off my dress from ASOS.
Please tell me you got to meet him.
No, it's great. He turned up with white robes, sandals, socks and sandals, which I was a little bit surprised about. Liverpudlian accent.
Hey, all right, Lou.
I can't imagine. Jesus with a Liverpool accent. Hey, mate. Here's your gold frankincense and myrrh. Have a good one.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Did you see this picture from Sussex Police that they posted yesterday that's gone viral around the globe, actually? I don't know where in Sussex it is. They haven't said, but they were chasing this car thief. The thief stopped the car, got out and did a runner.
Right.
They were on foot chasing him and the criminal fell into a pig and cow pat slurry pit. And this guy here in handcuffs... it's just, mate, you've had an absolute stinker. He's there with his tracksuit round his legs because the weight of the poo has pulled the tracksuit.
People having their breakfast for crying out loud.
He's got his pants off his crack. He's just having their breakfast.
I just automatically said, oh, Jack, Tom.
He's looking a right state. But they got him. And they're looking very happy about it, Sussex Police. So well done. It's a good chase.
You know, it's me that gets the complaints here. And it's me that Emma saying, you shouldn't say something at breakfast time, and he's coming out with poo and cracks.
Don't repeat it.
You can see his dingly dangly through
Tom,
his
mouth. Oh, for God's sake, someone's having sausages for breakfast.
Well done, Sussex Police.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Lou, is your tree up?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
No, maybe the weekend.
Yeah, mine's at the weekend. Jack, you're up and all your baubles are on, are they?
Yeah. Tree's up. Looks very, very nice. We've gone fake this year, but we didn't shirk on it. We thought, look, if we're going to get a fake one, let's spend a bit of money. So it costs us £8,000. It's nice.
£8,000.
got an idea here for some more trinkets for your tree. We like to buy one decoration each year.
Okay.
So that's what we do. But these are called Pornaments and Boobles.
Sorry?
This is from a London-based designer who's doing really well selling these. Pornaments and Boobles.
That sounds really naughty.
They're essentially, they're baubles, but they're in the shape of bums and boobs. And they go in the tree and you can get your own bum and boobs cast and made into a bauble for your tree.
You can have a tiny festive version of your bum.
Yep. And there's I'm sort of being crude, but there's a big crack down the middle and they've sprayed them gold.
So what is the matter with you this morning?
What?
Well, a minute ago you were asking Lou if you can watch her do a pole dance, and now you're saying that you want to hang her Bristol Cities on your tree. What's going on with you this morning?
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Today's a big day because lots of pubs are reopening. The rules have changed. If you're in Tier 2, which we are, you do need to have a substantial meal alongside your pint or your G&T or whatever. And there's lots of pubs doing funny things.
Is it funny or is it cheeky?
Well, some and some. This one is cheeky and I don't think they're going to get away with it. The Caxton Arms in North Gardens in Brighton, they've got a beer called Substantial Meal. So you have a pint of substantial meal. I don't think that one's going to work.
Hello, mate, substantial meal, please.
Well, yeah.
But this is good. This is the King's Head in Lewes, right? So they've done a special... they're doing like a cheap menu so people can come to the pub and not have to spend a fortune on a huge, great meal, but still come to the pub, importantly. I'll give you an example. I want you to guess the rest of the name. So first up on the list, you've got Boris Beans, which is beans on toast.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the item. You need to guess the name.
Okay.
Halloumi and Pesto Bloomer Sandwich.
Halloumi? I mean, I've got no idea.
Come on, Boris Beans.
Boris Beans. Hancock Halloumi.
Exactly. Oh, well done, mate. You get the pattern now. How about Black Pudding Fried Egg and Beans?
Black Pudding. Pudding.
I'm trying to think of the politicians first.
Dominic Cummings.
I'm going to give you this one. Yeah. Pretty Pud.
Pretty. Yeah.
Okay, Cod Goujons and Chips.
Cod Goujons. Cod Govons.
Gove Goujons.
Gove Goujons. Okay.
And this is my favourite. Jumbo sausage, egg and chips.
Jumbo sausage.
Well, it ain't Boris.
Do you know? Jumbo. Give us a clue. Jumbo sausage. Jumbo sausage.
Oh, Rishi. Rishi.
Yeah.
Oh, Sue. Oh, God, it's got Sunak sausage.
Yes, Sunak sausage.
Sunak sausage.
God, I can eat that now.
My God, I'm exhausted.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Listen, we were just talking about Her Majesty the Queen. I'm way behind on The Crown. I've only watched the first couple of series. I do think it is brilliant, though. I'll bring her back up because we got some stuff I spotted here about her Christmas. More details on what it's going to be like. It's not going to be at Sandringham. I think we already knew that. You know, they usually go up there and you see them all walk into the church. It's going to be a very quiet one at Windsor with just her and Philip.
That's nice.
Okay.
Well, surely they're going to have a few staff.
Well, she's not sure what's going to happen about that. They've already decorated it. She's sad, though, the Queen, because one of the things that she does enjoy doing with the family on Christmas Eve is she enjoys playing charades.
Oh, I can imagine that.
Yeah, you know.
They like a parlour game, don't they?
Yeah, they apparently do it, and she likes playing charades and blind man's bluff and stuff like that. And apparently she does impressions of people she met in the past, like Bill Clinton, it says here. I mean, can you imagine the Queen sitting down on her throne? I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Give it up. Love that track. Happy Friday. Professor Jonathan Van Tam yesterday said Father Christmas would be at the top of the government's list for the vaccination jab.
And so he should be. Yeah, him and the NHS.
We're all good to go with that.
Is he Jean-Claude's brother?
No, he's not.
Jean-Claude Van Tam.
Professor Van Tam is...
He's the Father Christmas.
He's one of the government...
Ho, ho, whack! Yeah, ho, ho, whack!
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Basement Jacks, Red Alert, on Friday mornings, more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. Well, that was more Radio Breakfast, but in about a minute and a half, it won't be any more.
Yeah, you guys are off on, like, hot dates, aren't you, for your lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my wife works in a school and they've got an inset day, but my little kids are still at school, so we've got time to kill.
Daytime date.
Yeah, we're going to go do the old Christmas tree and maybe do some wrapping.
Oh, well, that's not really a date, is it? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let me finish. We'll do some kissing.
Oh, yeah. Kissing and cuddling, kissing and canoodling. Well, my wife is a dance teacher and her dance school is shut. So we are going to go to the White Hart, our local, for lunch today.
Aww.
And then we're going to do some kissing. And then we're going to do some canoodling.
Lou, any chance this afternoon you'll have time for some kissing and canoodling?
Oh, no, I've got work.
Oh, but Lou, Pete, your fiancé, really enjoys a little bit of kissing.
Yeah, he's got work as well.
A little bit. Canoodling. Is he a good lover, Pete?
Okay, oh so we are back. We're back tomorrow morning.
No, we're not. It's Friday.
Oh,
we've got 2 days off.
That's 2 days.
Yeah.
2 days to do some more.
A little bit of canoodling.
This episode of the More Radio Breakfast podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Now, I know it's a bit of a faff, but if you could leave us a review, subscribe, that kind of thing. Tell your mates. That would be awesome. Spread the word a little bit more around Sussex. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you bright and early Monday morning, 6 a.m. on More Radio.
Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More.